This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode entitled The Guest of Honor, we're going to talk a little bit about a gentleman who visits Mayberry on Founders Day. Now, this episode was written by Jack Ellenson and Charles Stewart and was directed by Bob Sweeney. It first aired on February 26, 1962. And the way this episode opens up, you see five gentlemen sitting around in the courthouse, and they're talking with Andy and Barney about Founders Day. And one of their situations they're trying to deal with is how can they generate more interest in Founders Day. And so Andy comes up with a couple of ideas. And what's funny with both of these times, he comes up with these good ideas. Barney realizes the ideas are good, and he goes, "That's amazing. That's the same idea I had." And that comes to play a little bit later in this same little scene. But basically, Andy proposes that the first person who drives into the city limits of Mayberry on Founders Day will be considered a guest of honor for the day. And the local merchants will donate gifts, and he'll be just giving a guest of honor treatment all day long. Floyd's going to give him a free haircut and a shave, well, I guess, whether or not he needs it. So again, they decided that was a good thing to do. And then Barney comes up with the idea, we could have the band out there and just escort him into town. And Andy, realizing what Barney had done, says back to Barney, "That's amazing. That's the same idea I had." And then Barney looks at everybody like, gosh, can you believe he's trying to take credit for this? Again, it's the same old Barney who likes to take credit for everything. Well, the person that comes into town, well, before we get to Thomas A. Moody coming into town, they decide that they're going to swear in Floyd, Sam, and Art to be temporary deputies during Founders Day. So you see the scene where Andy's finishing up talking to Floyd, Sam, and Art, and then Barney says, Andy, I want to give a little bit here. And so Barney starts walking back and forth in front of this, front of the three, and he starts telling them about the dangers of being a deputy. And and what's funny about this, if you saw the Andy Griffith Show Silver Anniversary, which aired back on October 3rd, 1985, it was on WTBS. Don Knotts said that when they were recording this particular scene, that it had to be shot 20 times because they all laughed so hard at Howard McNear, who played Floyd. And what I want you to do next time you watch this episode, I want you to watch very closely. Watch Andy in the background. Now, I mean, it fits in with the scene, but watching Andy during this time, I think you can pick up that he may be about to lose it on several occasions. And even when they actually start to march out the door, keep an eye on Andy's face, and I think you'll see the smile crack on his face. Again, it plays well in the scene, but I wonder how much of that was just really just laughing at Floyd McNear, who they all said was just a brilliant comedian. But during this particular speech, Barney gets them all to scream nip it in the bud. And then when they leave the courthouse, Floyd is all fired up. And again, it's just a funny little scene. Well, the next scene that you see is you see Thomas A. Moody, who he's being kicked out of Pierce County. And you see the Pierce County sign as the two patrolmen on motorcycles stop him. And they decide to search him one more time and find out he stole the chief's watch. And they told him to never come back. But anyway, he drives on later and he gets to Mayberry. And as he gets to the Mayberry city limits, he's a little suspicious. Thomas A. Moody is, why all these people are here, especially when you got a deputy and a deputy sheriff standing there. And so basically, Andy welcomes him to town and tells him that he's going to be the guest of honor. And Thomas A. Moody is the name that he gives them. Now, his real name in the episode is Sheldon Davis. And what I mean by that is the character's name. Well, the actor's name is Jay Novello, and we'll talk about Jay in just a moment. But his real name is the criminal Sheldon Davis. And so, but he gives Thomas A. Moody, of course, to try to protect himself. And so when he gets into town, they do escort him into town. He gives a little speech, and after he gives a speech, he shakes everybody's hand, and then Andy starts telling the crowd about some of the regular events that are going to occur during the day, and he starts to look at his watch and realizes his watch is gone, so he asks someone else on the stand there to look at their watch, and everybody starts looking at their watches, and nobody has their watch on. So Andy at that point realizes, and again, the genius of how they filmed this and Andy's good facial expressions, which, by the way, you know, Barney always has hilarious facial expressions, but you got to watch Andy in this episode and his facial expressions, how he really supports what's going on. You can see Andy has started to figured out that something's going on here. So in the next scene, you see Andy talking to someone who tells him that, yeah, this guy's a criminal and been run out of town several places. And so Barney comes into the courthouse, and Andy has to tell Barney that we're going to have to watch him, and tells him what happens. And they realize that they're going to have to keep an eye on him every minute. And so the later on in the scene, you'll see that Andy and Barney are standing outside the hotel room of Thomas A. Moody, or Sheldon Davis. And here's a funny little scene where Barney comes up with one of these words that's never quite right, but close. Instead of saying a kleptomaniac, Barney tells Ange about reading in a police magazine about kleptomaniacs. Again, the brilliance of the writing of this with kleptomaniacs. You know, again, in this episode, you see Barney firing off the gun. You hear the nip it in the bud. So a couple of the – and he fires off the gun in the courthouse right after he tells the temporary deputies, Sam, Art, and Floyd, that they're not going to have a gun because guns are dangerous. So, again, some of these staples that go throughout the Andy Griffith Show. Now, how many times I see Barney fire off the gun or say nip it in the bud, it just cracks me up. But, again, Barney talks to Andy about kleptomaniacs. And it's funny because here's a good insight into Barney and Andy's relationship. Andy knows that there's no such thing as a kleptomaniac, that it's kleptomaniac. But Andy doesn't bother to correct him because he knows how sensitive Barney is. So again, it's a really good short but nice little incident of how Andy cares for Barney. So anyway, Andy has to leave, and so Barney goes into the room to talk to Thomas A. Moody, and you know, his way of testing and trying to do his therapy is to Barney takes his watch off, puts on this, turns his back to him, and when he turns back around, the watch is there, but Moody's gone. So Barney goes back to the courthouse. He's all proud of himself. He figures he's cured Sheldon Davis. And as Barney is standing there talking with Andy, Andy looks down and says, "Where are your keys?" And they realize that Sheldon Davis has stolen Barney's keys. And these are keys to all the merchant stores in the city. Remember, Barney has to go down and check the locks on the doors at night when they roll up the sidewalks anyway. So Andy and Barney have to decide to go looking for him, and they finally go by one of the jewelry stores, and they see Sheldon Davis in there, and in this scene you see watches all up and down his arms, and he's still getting more jewelry. And I love the way this particular scene ends. Andy and Barney just wait outside. They don't go busting in on him, and you see Davis step outside, put a cigarette in his mouth, and he's starting to try to light it. Realize there's no lighter, and all of a sudden you see Andy's hand with the lighter come over to light the cigarette. I mean, think about it. Police officers would normally jump in the scene and grab him, but instead of all that, Andy just lets him come to him, lights his cigarette, and he says the old tangled web we weave line that you may remember. It goes, he tells Sheldon Davis, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." And then, you know, this particular scene ends. The final scene that you have here at the end in this particular episode, they're putting Sheldon Davis in jail, and of course they lock him in the cell, and they take one of his suitcases over and open it up on Andy's desk, and he's got all kinds of items in there, wallets and jewelry that he's stolen from the townsfolk. And Andy's saying, "We're going to have to get this stuff back to him." And then Andy looks at Barney's shirt, and Barney's badge is gone, and so Sheldon Davis had actually pickpocket, so to speak, of Barney's badge. And again, and Barney gets real mad and upset, yelling at him, and says that he knew that Sheldon had it all along. But again, the nice little things that they do in this episode, the funny little things that think about coming up with stealing Barney's badge right off of him. And this happens right after Barney gives Sheldon Davis a speech about, "You're not going to get away with that stuff in our town. You might do it in the big city, but not here." So again, another good episode. Again, I love the writing in this particular episode, and to come, you know, sometimes we just don't think about what it takes to come up with an entire episode, to conceptualize the idea, and then to put things in to make the episodes funny, and make the characters stay consistent throughout the 8-year run of the Andy Griffith Show. That's really an amazing feat, and we're going to talk later on about some of the writers, particularly two of the main writers in the early part of the first six seasons of the Andy Griffith Show. But it's time for our trivia question now, and you have to really pay attention when you're watching the episode here. Trivia question today is, how tall is Thomas A. Moody or Sheldon Davis, Thomas A. Moody's AKA, but Sheldon Davis. How tall is Sheldon Davis? If you'd like to take a stab at that, you can certainly email me at kburke@ilstu.edu. That's K-B-U-R-K-E at ilstu.edu. I also have a new email address that I would like for you to see and that's and start using is burke@mayberry.com. I'd like to thank Alan Newsom, who runs the website and also runs Two Chairs No Wedding, another Mayberry podcast I want to encourage you to listen for. I'd like to thank Alan for setting me up with that email address at burke@mayberry.com. I believe that'll be much easier to remember if you just send your answers there. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, send it to burke@mayberry.com. I'd be glad to respond to that. If you want to check to answer yourself, you can go to burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll find the answer posted beside the name of the episode again, which is the guest of honor. Hope you enjoyed this particular Burke on Mayberry episode, and again, if you have comments, don't hesitate to contact me via email, and I really appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry, and as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. Thanks for listening.